We've been talking about the enemy within on today's show. We started the hour talking to people who have come to terms with adversity in their lives, different painful conditions they are living with. And our final story is about a man who turned his adversity into his trademark. Mace Buggin was born with a serious disability during the Great Depression. His parents were immigrants and the odds were stacked against him. But he became a successful realtor, a businessman. He was flipping houses long before that was a thing. And he was also obsessed with meeting celebrities. His great niece, Gabrielle Kaplan Mayer, shared her memories of her beloved relative, and she also brought in some cassette tapes. Mace often had a recorder with him and just liked to keep kind of an audio diary.
This is my great uncle, Mace Buggin, who was my grandmother's younger brother.
I was born in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, on June 12th, 1915. I was raised in a Jewish home.
And it was clear when Mace was just an infant that his skeleton, his spine looked different from her, you know, my great-grandmother's other babies. And soon a specialist diagnosed him as a dwarf. He grew to be 43 inches tall. He was the person in the room who lit up the room, who set a tone of cheerfulness. And he was very grateful for what he had.
At the age of 19, I graduated from Phillipsburg High School.
He went on a bus by himself from Phillipsburg, New Jersey to Chicago, if you can imagine this. He wanted to go to Chicago because it was boxer Joe Louis's first professional fight, and he was following him. And he loved boxing, and he wanted to be there. He made it through the crowd and down to the front. And because he was small, he often said he would go right through people's legs.
218, Joe Louis. Louis.
He jumped into the ring. The Louis and the other fighter were in there. He went up. He kissed Joe Louis's gloves. And it was caught on a newsreel, on the RKO newsreel. And that was how people got their news at that time. And so this was seen all over the world, and he became an instant celebrity.
By the way, the action in the ring right now, as you see, is the midget who has come into the ring, and he's in there.
It gave him such a sense of self-esteem that he did whenever he went to a sporting event, whenever he went to a Broadway show, whenever he went to a concert, he made sure that he got to meet his favorite athletes or performers and get his photos taken.
My name happens to be in a few books.
He liked the attention. He liked being a celebrity. He felt like he was able to do something that other people weren't able to do.
I have been interviewed by the press, newspapers, magazines, many times.
He was known for these antics of getting in the gate, jumping in the ring. And the gossip columnist Walter Winchell wrote about him in his column in the mid-50s and called him the little gate crasher. He would hurry out back. He would, you know, sort of charm the bodyguard, whoever was there, and he got his photo.
We went down to see Walt Frazier play, and we couldn't get in the dressing room. We had my wheelchair. Walt Frazier walked by, he was going in the toilet, he had his shorts on, the jock strap, and he says, "Hey, I know that little guy, let him in."
Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, of course, Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Ella Fitzgerald, Jackie Mason. Another one of my favorite photos in the book is Mace shaking Richard Nixon's hand. And this was so amazing because he went under the security ropes. It's really something that you couldn't imagine happening today. And a startled Nixon turns around and also makes this deep eye contact with Mace, and they share their moment. In every way, he was an unstoppable spirit. His energy, his charisma, his willingness to live life on his own terms and to live a good life. I think he was always conscious of the fact that wherever he was, people were going to look at him. And I think the celebrity photos were his way of flipping that around and saying, if you're going to look at me, look at this. You don't have a photo with Muhammad Ali. And make people look at him differently.
Gabrielle Kaplan-Meyer has written a book about her great-uncle Mace Buggin. It's called The Little Gatecrasher.